Ladies and gentlemen, it's James from WeDoTech.net, and today is another one of those live event days, which means one thing, constant updates from Twitter and a few messages on Facebook too. So what are we doing today? Well, we're actually going up to London for a Electronic Arts event, and it's not just any Electronic Arts event at all. It is literally the brand new Harry Potter game preview. And it's going to be using Microsoft Kinect. We've not had a chance to play Kinect just yet, and we're a little bit skeptical about the peripheral altogether. So will it allay our fears about Microsoft's device? And better still, I've been a fan of the Harry Potter games, and I've taken my nephew Oliver Joel, who, well, literally I'd nurtured from a very young age, to be obsessed about video games. So Ollie, what are you expecting with this new Harry Potter game? Are you expecting a much darker experience?
Yeah, actually, I'm expecting, like, you know, more violence in it because Harry's getting older, and basically, the games are getting more serious now. So, yeah.
I think if anything that slightly concerns me the Harry Potter games, which I loved about the Harry Potter games, and I thought was the magic of the Harry Potter games, is that the more we've played the Harry Potter games from the Chamber of Secrets up until now, it's now become less of a process of discovery, less of exploring Hogwarts, less of enjoying its environment. Do you feel that this latest game may just take away some of those things? Like, one of the things that I really loved about Chamber of Secrets was the ability to be able to collect all those chocolate frogs and just, you know, find all those collectibles and stuff like that. You played the Half-Blood Prince, which I haven't. Have they taken any of those elements away?
Yeah, they've actually taken away the able to fly everywhere, because you can only fly in the Quidditch pitch, and that's only for matches, and only when you like, but that's only going through rings and all that, which you can do in the second one, but you can't go everywhere you like on the broom. But hopefully in this new game they might have something, because you're not going to be in Hogwarts no more. The characters are going to explore the whole world looking for Horcruxes, and they're going to be exploring the whole world, hopefully on their broomsticks.
Well, we'll have to see what happens with that. One thing I have noticed already from the gameplay footage that has been released and sort of the trailer is that now it's adopted the feel of an over-the-head camera, almost Resident Evil style. So when the combat does take place, you're taken a very intimate. You're not in that third-person camera that's really zoomed back. And I've seen that they're going to use that and utilise that sort of camera in Kinect with certain side play missions where more than one person can jump in and fight the battle. And that looks really interesting. Cannot wait to see that today. So I really hope it's difficult, because obviously you're trying to follow the film narrative. And the further the Harry Potter books go, the further the films go, the further the darker and the innocence is taken away from the Harry Potter experience. So I'm kind of hoping there is things to collect, because that's why I play the Harry Potter games, because there's always that exploration about it. But we'll have to see what happens. So we'll let you know. It doesn't kick off till 4 p.m. today. We're going to be up in London. No doubt we'll film another audio boo a little bit later on. Whilst we're up in London, we're going to check out Trocadero, of course. Not allowed to film in there for some reason. Such a shame, because they've got some really cool games there. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, leave us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/WeDoTech. Alternatively, twitter.com/WeDoTech. Until then, see you later. Bye-bye.